ever heard the saying, "Don't set yourself on fire to keep someone else warm." It's a powerful reminder connected to ancient Stoic wisdom about the importance of balancing kindness with self-care. Yet, in today's rush to be seen as good, to always be the one who gives, many have twisted the noble act of kindness into a self-destructive habit. We are often told to go above and beyond, to push our limits for the sake of others. But at what cost? The truth is, too much kindness, when it drains your own resources, energy, and well-being, is not a virtue, but a path to ruin. Many have lost their way, giving so much of themselves that they're left feeling empty, unappreciated, and burned out. It's a modern-day tragedy where the best of intentions lead to the worst of outcomes. Stoicism shows us another way. A way to be generous without losing oneself. A way to be kind but also kind to oneself. It teaches us the art of balanced generosity, ensuring our actions enrich others' lives while also safeguarding our own well-being. In this video, we'll unveil how Stoic principles can help you set healthy boundaries so your kindness becomes a source of strength, not depletion. We'll explore how to give without losing, love without hurting, and be there for others without disappearing from our own lives. Stay with us as we navigate the fine line between generosity and self-preservation, guided by the wisdom of Stoicism. 1. Don't set yourself on fire to warm others. Too much kindness can become a trap, one that Marcus Aurelius, a wise Stoic philosopher, would caution us against. Imagine yourself as someone who always rushes to help others, never saying no. It's like giving out pieces of yourself until there's nothing left. You become the person who's always there for others, but when you look around, you find yourself standing alone in your time of need. It's not just about being kind, it's about being kind to yourself as well. Marcus would remind us that our first duty is to our own well-being. Without it, we can't genuinely be there for others. Consider the story of two neighboring gardeners, one who meticulously cared for their own garden, and another who, despite having their own plot, frequently tended to everyone else's gardens. The diligent gardener, understanding the importance of self-care, nurtured their garden with the right balance of attention and resources, resulting in a vibrant and flourishing space. This gardener's plot was not only a source of personal joy, but also provided surplus produce to share with neighbors. On the other hand, the disproportionately giving gardener spent so much time and effort on others' gardens that their own plot became neglected. Without proper care, their garden wilted, and the yields were meager. In their quest to be helpful, they overlooked their own needs, leaving their garden, and metaphorically themselves, depleted. Let this be a reminder to reflect before diving headfirst into helping others. Ask yourself, is this help sustainable? Am I preserving my well-being? The ancient Stoics would encourage us to practice Stoicism by setting healthy boundaries and ensuring that in our quest to be kind, we do not forget to be kind to ourselves. After all, you can't pour from an empty cup. In Stoicism, the aim is to maintain your inner peace and integrity while contributing positively to the lives of others, ensuring a balanced and fulfilling life for both you and those you wish to help. 2. Reciprocity has an expiration date. Generosity is a virtue that enriches our lives and those around us, yet it harbors a subtle trap when done without moderation. Stoicism, an ancient philosophy still echoing wisdom in our modern hustle, teaches us a critical lesson about the limits of kindness. Offering help with an open heart is noble, but expecting the same measure of generosity in return can lead us down a path of disappointment. Life has a way of showing us that the good we do today might not be remembered tomorrow, This isn't a reflection of our worth or the value of our deeds, but a natural drift of human memory and gratitude. Consider the act of giving as planting a tree. You nurture it, hoping it will grow, and perhaps one day offer shade or fruit. But nature has its course. Storms, droughts, and seasons change. Similarly, when we extend kindness, we must detach from the expectation of a direct return. The Stoics, particularly Epictetus, advise us to focus on our actions, not their outcomes. Some things are within our control and some things are not, he stated, reminding us that the joy of giving should come from the act itself, not from the anticipation of repayment. Embracing this mindset shields us from the sting of unmet expectations. It teaches us emotional resilience, allowing us to continue being kind and generous without feeling depleted or taken advantage of. This doesn't mean we should harden our hearts, but rather that we should find balance. Recognize the impact of your kindness as a reflection of your character, not a transaction. By doing so, we not only protect our peace of mind, but also cultivate a form of generosity that is pure, self-sustaining, and genuinely fulfilling. This Stoic principle encourages us to give freely but wisely, ensuring our kindness enriches us regardless of how the world responds. In your daily interactions, how can you apply the Stoic principle of giving without expectation? Think about a specific scenario where you can offer kindness or support without seeking anything in return, and consider the practical steps you might take to ensure your generosity remains a source of personal fulfillment rather than depletion. 3. Received requests have no limits. Reflecting on history, it's fascinating to observe the extreme services royalty demanded, from dressing to personal hygiene, all performed by attendants. Fast forward to today, and it's clear that people still have expectations of us, often asking for favors they could easily handle themselves. Stoicism shines a light on this, teaching us the value of setting boundaries and embracing moderation. This ancient philosophy serves as a beacon, guiding us through the sea of endless requests, enabling us to act with intention and preserve our emotional well-being. Stoicism isn't about denying help, but about finding balance, ensuring we don't lose ourselves while supporting others. Take, for instance, the poignant tale of a mother and her adult daughter in a quaint town. The mother, out of love, cared for her daughter to the point of preventing her from embracing her responsibilities. This dynamic continued until the mother's untimely demise, which surprisingly catalyzed the daughter's independence. This story underlines a crucial lesson. While our intentions may be pure, excessive support can inadvertently stifle growth. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, encapsulated this wisdom in his meditation. A man's job is to stand upright, not to be kept upright by others. This insight urges us to encourage self-reliance, fostering a balance that benefits everyone involved. Seneca, with his profound insights into human connections, observed, "He who begins to be your friend because of the benefit will also cease because of the benefit." This serves as a powerful reminder to nurture relationships based on genuine connections rather than transactional interactions. True friendship and support should not hinge on what we can offer, but on mutual respect and understanding. Stoicism teaches us to value ourselves not for what we can give, but for who we are, cultivating self-esteem and authentic connections. Stoicism empowers us to embrace moderation, setting boundaries to protect our well-being while still extending genuine support to others. By prioritizing our responsibilities and honoring our needs, we not only preserve our authenticity, but also engage in more meaningful acts of generosity. This balanced approach to life and relationships ensures that we remain true to ourselves and our values, leading a life of virtue and fulfillment. As we navigate the demands of modern life, let us remember that being mindful of our own needs is not selfishness, but a necessary act of self-care. 4. Being seen and treated as fragile. Stoicism teaches us a powerful lesson about inner resilience and self-command. It's about building a fortress within, honing the art of self-restraint, and drawing clear lines in the sand that define our personal space. Over time, constantly bending over backward for others can ironically lead to being perceived as weak. Without firm boundaries, we become exposed, easily exploited, by those who see our generosity not as a strength, but as an opening to take advantage of. This cycle of overextension and exploitation drains us, leaving us feeling undervalued and overburdened. Yet, the moment we start to assertively say no, a shift occurs. We're no longer the go-to for every request or demand. This assertiveness broadcasts a newfound respect for ourselves, signaling to others that we value our time and energy, warranting their respect in return. Cicero, a luminary in the Stoic philosophy, encapsulated this when he asserted, "What you think of yourself is much more important than what others think of you." By setting boundaries and exercising self-discipline, we not only protect our mental and emotional well-being, but also command respect from those around us. Remember, the power of no is transformative. It's a declaration of self-worth and a testament to the respect you demand from the world. Embrace this mantra and watch as it reshapes the dynamics of your relationships, fostering a mutual respect grounded in dignity and self-value. However, embodying this change isn't without its challenges. Being universally available often attracts those seeking aid, sidelining you when the time for celebration comes. It's a harsh reality where your open-heartedness might lead to exclusion from moments of joy, confined to the role of the helper, absent in times of leisure. This realization, though bitter, serves as a litmus test for discerning genuine connections from opportunistic ones. It's a Stoic exercise in recognizing the true value of relationships, encouraging a mindful approach to whom we offer our time and energy. Did you know that the practice of setting boundaries, a core Stoic principle, not only improves our personal well-being, but also enhances the quality of our relationships? It's a curious but true aspect of human psychology. When we respect ourselves enough to say no, we often gain the respect of others. This paradoxical effect highlights the transformative power of self-respect and the importance of discernment in our connections. By embracing Stoic wisdom, we not only protect ourselves from burnout, but also cultivate relationships that are truly enriching and reciprocal. If you have learnt anything of value so far, leave a thumbs up to show your support. Now let's discuss strategies to avoid being used by others and to avoid the dangers of too much kindness. First strategy, eliminate the fear of saying no. Reflect deeply on why the word no often feels so heavy, tracing its weight back to early lessons that equated niceness with acceptance. Such lessons, deeply ingrained during our formative years, come laced with a fear of rejection, shaping a belief system that equates our worth with perpetual accommodation. Yet the philosophy of Stoicism invites us to challenge and dissect these ingrained notions, advocating for a life of deliberate choice rather than one led by the undercurrents of past conditioning. As adults, we wield the autonomy to redefine our interactions, recognizing that the fears instilled in us as children no longer hold sway. Through the lens of Stoicism, we're equipped with the mental tools to analyze our emotions, allowing us to respond to life's demands with thoughtfulness rather than being puppeteered by past habits. Asserting boundaries by saying no, especially when requests encroach upon our well-being or sense of fairness, becomes not just an act of defiance against outdated fears, but a profound exercise in self-respect and autonomy. However, it's crucial to balance our newfound assertiveness with empathy and emotional intelligence. Stoicism doesn't merely advocate for self-interest or isolation, but stresses the importance of contributing positively to our community and the lives of those around us. The philosophy encourages us to find a middle ground where we can offer help and support to others without compromising our well-being. This is where emotional intelligence comes into play, allowing us to discern when and how to help in a manner that is both beneficial to others and sustainable for us. Recognizing the genuine needs of others, while also being mindful of our own limits, is a testament to true Stoic wisdom. It ensures that our acts of kindness are not only acts of self-discipline, but also of compassion and understanding, fostering a society where mutual respect and support thrive. Second strategy, pay attention to your feelings. Embracing Stoicism nudges us toward introspection and mindfulness, guiding us to scrutinize our thoughts and emotions, fostering mental resilience. This ancient wisdom encourages us to become custodians of our inner peace by observing our reactions and feelings, especially in acts of generosity. It teaches us that true fulfillment in assisting others should elevate us, akin to the buoyancy of clouds. Conversely, feelings of exhaustion, irritation, or exploitation signal a need to recalibrate. It's essential to recognize when our contributions, though not obligatory, begin to erode our serenity. Acknowledging this discomfort is not self-deception, but a courageous act of self-care, ensuring that our benevolence remains a source of joy rather than a drain on our spirit. Third strategy, see yourself as a priority. It's easy to become a maestro in the most obscure fields, yet completely overlook our own well-being. Echoing the Stoic virtues of discipline and self-esteem, carving out moments for self-care is non-negotiable. Stoicism, after all, nurtures the soul, teaching us the art of self-preservation. So, sidestep self-neglect. Nurture your physical, emotional, and mental health. Acknowledge your presence. Elevate your needs. This approach demands your full commitment. Embrace your entirety. Forgive your past missteps. And view the unfolding year as a canvas for Stoic renewal. Select an endeavor solely for your pleasure, honoring this time as a testament to self-love. Uphold your boundaries without guilt in declining others. If demands encroach on your sanctuary, offer assistance within your constraints, underscoring that your personal revival takes precedence. Fourth strategy, identify the takers. Embracing Stoic virtues like self-discipline and discernment empowers us to distinguish relationships that enrich us from those that deplete our spirit. Engaging with individuals who perpetually demand more, be it in terms of attention, time, or resources, mirrors a dynamic where we, the nurturers, are left exhausted, our energies sapped by the insatiable. Stoicism teaches us the value of inner fortitude, reminding us that change is a door only one can unlock for oneself. Believing we can transform others through sheer goodwill is a fallacy. True transformation is a personal journey, ignited by individual willpower, not external interventions. This philosophy doesn't advocate for cold-heartedness, but champions a balanced approach to relationships. It's a dance of give and take, where excessive generosity can leave us barren, while stinginess isolates us. Stoicism encourages us to harness our capacity for kindness and generosity, yet also to wield the sword of discernment, cutting ties when necessary for our well-being. It's about finding equilibrium, ensuring our acts of kindness are not at the expense of our own vitality. Remember, the strongest relationships are those where both parties grow, not where one wilts so the other can bloom. Stoicism invites us to strike a balance, compelling us to carefully evaluate our actions and their impacts. It emphasizes the importance of maintaining equilibrium in our generosity, urging us not to exhaust our resources to the detriment of our primary objective, living a fulfilling life. Conversely, it warns against being overly cautious in our giving, suggesting instead that we use our generosity wisely. Seneca, a luminary of Stoic thought, captures this ethos perfectly. Kindness is a treasure. A benefit should be kept like a buried treasure, to be unearthed only in case of necessity. His words encourage us to be prepared to act benevolently towards others, acknowledging the deep bond that connects all humans. What resonated with you most in today's discussion? Let us know in the comments. If this message was valuable to you and you're curious to learn more about how Stoicism can enhance your life, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our channel. Your support is crucial in helping us share knowledge and continue creating content that resonates with you. Together, let's build a community of curious minds, eager to learn and grow.